could win a pair of tickets to the Indiana State Fair, which opens up tomorrow morning. I'm already, like, planning out what I want to eat. Like, I want some corn on the cob. Oh, with all that butter. I want an elephant ear. I want, like, a foot-long corn dog, just two hands on that bad boy.
You know what I just want to do? I want to get one of those potato sacks and just ride down that slide. I love that. That's my favorite thing at the State Fair.
I remember when I did that, when I could actually fit, like, in the wedge area.
You can't fit.
Not
anymore.
Did you
put two sacks, one on one leg and one on the other?
My butt's too big. I could go down the middle like a butt cheek squeezer or something. Let's talk to somebody. It looks like... Maggie. Maggie's on the Joan Alex show, and we're going to guess today what city you live in by asking you some questions. Once again, as I tell everybody, Maggie, because some of these might be personal, some may not, please answer them honestly, okay? Like, if it is embarrassing, don't feel embarrassed, because we're not judging you at all, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I'm trying to figure out what part of town you live in, a suburb of Indy, something like that.
Okay, are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
What color is the carpet in your house or apartment?
That's a trick question. What if I don't have carpet?
That's fine.
Well, that's
so wood boring.
Okay, go ahead.
Wood.
It's wood. All right.
Yeah.
Wasn't planning for that, so that's definitely out then. Okay, wood flooring, no carpet. Do you live inside of a subdivision? Or, you know, like
no.
A bunch of other people there. Okay.
Nope.
Have you ever, Maggie, kissed a complete stranger? Like, you didn't know the person at a bar or a club?
No. Well, okay, hold on. Wait.
Wait a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, since I've lived here?
Yes, because we're talking about live.
Yeah, I haven't since I've lived in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever gotten, and this, once again, be honest, because this is an embarrassing one here.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten a pimple in an unfortunate place?
How did that figure out?
No, I didn't say like herpes, I said a pimple.
Oh, well, yeah, I have.
Okay, well, I mean, they were laughing like, here's the thing. I want people like you, Maggie, to feel comfortable with this. I need honest answers here.
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable. Everyone gets zits in uncomfortable places.
That's
like,
true.
Like, where have you gotten a zit? Like, what uncomfortable place?
The ear really hurt.
Oh, yes.
The butt cheek.
Yes, the butt cheek.
That one's really awkward because you can't even get to it.
Wait, how big is your butt? Oh, that's not one of the questions, but that's a big one. Okay.
We don't want to talk about that, but I have a nickname for my butt, so...
Wait a minute, you can't tell us that you have a nickname for your butt and then not tell us what the nickname
yeah,
is.
Keep it clean.
Do you want to know?
As long as it doesn't swear, what's your butt nickname?
Pangea.
Angea?
Yeah, like the supercontinent.
Oh, that's with all the continents put together. It used to be the Pangea.
But I thought that was Pangea. I don't know. All right, anyways, we got a big booty here. Okay, I'm going to add that to a side note. That was not part of the original round of questioning, but okay.
Booty, okay, rocking everywhere.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, quiet, everybody. Quiet. Maggie, do your best Chewbacca impersonation.
Oh, crap. I have a hoarse voice.
Hey, if that's our best one.
I can't do it.
Actually, I'm sorry. I think I had you turned down too low. Could you do that one more time?
Oh, God. Okay. I really can't do it.
She's a good sport.
Who's your favorite person on the Joe and Alex show? And you can include producer MYK in there.
Oh, actually, that's a really hard one. I like listening to both of you, or all three of you, actually. Do I really have to pick?
For this, you do.
For this, hypothetically,
yes. What if I don't have a favorite?
Well, there comes your wood floor answer again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, because I don't have a favorite. You guys are all funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Let that one slide.
This is the first time I'm upset somebody saying something nice about all of us. Okay.
I know. Well, I already had to tell you my butt's name, so this one can slide.
You act like you don't, but I feel like that's a pickup line. Are you single? This is off. No, this has nothing to do with figuring out where you live. Are you single?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because I feel... Did you ever tell you're now boyfriend or girlfriend? You're like, hey... You know what I call my ass?
Oh, yeah, he definitely knows it. He definitely knows it.
He's like, baby, that continent's divided. All right, a few more questions here. Would you rather have to swallow a live spider or just die?
Swallow live spider because we already eat so many in our sleep. So.
That's true. They crawl over your face and into your mouth.
I'm just dying.
You know that happens, right, Alex?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, I had to ask
that
question.
Like to think about it either. It makes me paranoid.
Oh, so that means there's spiders where she's from.
questionable area. Let's see here. Do you know who Ryan Gosling is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Would you let Ryan Gosling sneeze into your mouth?
Oh, God, probably.
Okay, I got one more question here, and then maybe Alex and MYK might have something to follow up here, trying to figure out where Maggie actually lives. Last question for you. What's your favorite local restaurant?
I like... that's a good one.
Not a chain, so it can't be like Cheesecake Factory.
Nothing wrong with Cheesecake Factory.
Local indie.
I just tried a new one the other day. I'd probably say Mama Carolla's.
Okay.
What kind of food did you get there? Like, I've never heard of Mama Carolla's. By the way, I was going to say Mama Carolla's. Hopefully we get a free meal now. We've been shouting them out. What did you get?
Yeah. Cheese manicotti.
So it's Italian.
And they have really good Moscato.
Ooh, I'm in.
And
white girl wasted. Woo!
Yep.
Okay, I'm out of questions here. Alex or MYK, did you have anything that you wanted to throw in there? I don't know if it'll help me try
How
to guess.
Well, producer MYK answers the phone, so he knows where she lives, but we don't.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Can I say a comment, though? I just Googled where Mama Carolla's is just to see where it's at, and right down the street is an apartment building called the Pangea Groves Apartment. So it's named after your buttocks, Maggie.
It's the largest apartment complex in Indy.
There's tons of Pangea places. There's like Pangea Court. Pangea Vista. I always like to look up apartments online because I'm going to move soon. So
holy crap. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to throw my guess out there. So my guess doesn't count. Joe's is the only one that counts, but I'm just going to guess based on your answers.
Don't say anything either.
I'm going to guess that you live on the east side.
Can you can you pick a city?
New Palestine.
Okay. I was not going.
Is that east? I don't even know. I'm horrible directions.
You're like, I know how to get to downtown Indy and Fishers.
That's really it, honestly.
And Clips. I know how to get there. Clips. Maggie, I'm going to be honest with this one. I don't know if you're going to win tickets because you are all over the board here that I don't know if I'm going to be able to use my sense of guessing here.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess, Maggie, that obviously you do live in Indy, like we know that, but the area that you live in, we might actually be neighbors soon because what do you mean God? Like God, that's amazing. Like, thank you, Lord.
I thought you didn't have a favorite.
I'll help you shave your beard.
What? You go donate and help out our coworker and I'll shave my beard. Anyways, Maggie, don't distract me here. I'm trying to do something amazing for the people.
Okay.
I think that because I'm moving into the Broad Ripple area, that's where we're going to be. That's where I wanted to move originally, but I couldn't find a place. We're renting a house coming up in September. I'm going to say, Maggie, that you live in the general Broad Ripple area. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was impressive.
Undefeated.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
I thought Mama Carolla's was going to give it away. I got nervous.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know where Mama Carolla's is because I haven't been. Is that in the Broad Ripple area?
Yeah, it's like by, do you know where Meijer is in Broad Ripple?
Yes, because my wife loves Meijer.
Near there.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Well, Maggie, I look forward to hopefully meeting you and your big butt and everything sometime soon if we're neighbors. But congratulations, Maggie. You just got yourself a pair of tickets to the Indiana State Fair.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Kicks off tomorrow morning. And you can win another pair of tickets coming up tonight with Elliot King. Wow. I didn't know how that was possible, but it was.
You continue to amaze me.
Did any of that throw you for a loop, like what you were trying to figure out right there?
How about every question you asked? Can Ryan Gosling sneeze into your mouth? How in the world is that going to help us figure out where
Alex, can Ryan Gosling sneeze into your mouth?
Duh.
I totally know he could. I just feel like if you ask somebody that sneezing kind of a thing right there, I don't know, like, it's kind of a hipster thingy.
Is it?
I don't. It's
beat down with germs. Germs lives matter.
Well, I don't think that people are as germophobic is what I mean. Like, I think like
they're crunchy granola hippies.
Well, kind of. I don't think. Yeah, but like I think if you're in the Broad Ripple area, you're not a germaphobe.
You're a little hipster. Like Mass Ave and Broad Ripple both can be a little hipster, millennial-ish kind of.
But I feel like where Alex lives, like in Fishers, yeah, like I'd be surprised if you would let him just sneeze all up in your mouth.
Well, I'd let him do more than sneeze.
All right.